You know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on, I got a text message. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. I don't know what the heck just happened a moment ago, but we were having some technical difficulties in the studio, but we got it worked out. I got my buddy and business partner in studio, Wally. What's up, Wally?
What's up, fine people?
He's also a part of the urban sports scene.
Yeah, I'm part of the urban sports scene. That's correct.
Yes, but like I said before, we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Hope you guys had a great weekend, because I most certainly did. Friday, I got to see one of my favorite groups perform at the Howard Theater. That was the Foreign Exchange. They put on a damn good show, and it's been like 3 years since they've been here.
This was a great show, a real good show.
Have you checked them out yet?
Not at all. Not at all. I do plan on seeing, hopefully Big Crit comes back in town.
But we ain't talking about him. How come you haven't checked out the Foreign Exchange yet, though?
It's not my genre.
Good music should be your genre.
I'll check them out for you. For you, Miss Marie, I'll check them out.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? You happy now?
Yes.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah, I know, right?
She sure
I'm
did.
Telling you, but they have great music. So if you ain't on the Foreign Exchange or Little Brother Tip, I don't know what is going on with you. I highly recommend that you listen to their music, because they put out good music. And guess what, folks? Tonight, we're going to be playing nothing before an exchange.
Oh, that is great.
Nothing before an exchange.
So I will
music
already
tonight.
I'll be educated now.
You will be educated, but you'll still need to put some on your iPod so you can be educated after you leave
here
today.
We'll see.
Well, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. So happy that you decided to join us on this Sunday evening, because we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app. Download the app and search for Rock The Flow, all one word. And we are the first and, I believe, only station that appears on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So save us to your favorites. I had a good weekend as well, once again, because I forgot to mention that I went to the Blogger Week conference.
So how'd it go?
It was totally awesome.
All right.
I got some golden nuggets, met some cool people. So shout out to everybody that I met and connected with. And I look forward to networking and collaborating with you guys in the future. And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget the number to call us is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, last Saturday was our brunch, which was totally awesome.
Oh God, that event was something
totally
special.
Awesome. And in a couple of Saturdays, on the 17th, we are having a little get together at Union Jack's. It's called Cocktails and Conversations, because I don't know about you, but I like having some cocktails. And I like to talk. Hello, I have a talk show.
Hey, sure.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I figured might as well just come on out. It's an informal meetup. You know, come out, have some drinks, meet some new folks, shoot some pool, because they have billiards in the place.
Yes, they do.
They have pool tables in the place. So if you're any good, I'm going to challenge you, because I am the bomb at pool.
Like, are you good?
No, not at all. I'm terrible. I'm really terrible.
Who lies to people?
But,
seriously?
You can come out to Union Jack's. It's going to be on May 17th. It's early, too, from 2 to 6. You know, it's a little Saturday happy hour, because they will have some drink specials. And our specialty drink of the evening, or shall I say afternoon, is called The Lover. And it is mighty delicious, because I sampled it. So, yes.
The Lover. I like that.
Admission is free, but please RSVP. Go to tdiococktails.eventbrite.com. That's tdiococktails.eventbrite.com. Now, tonight we are talking about people who do the most. No, it's called doing it for the gram.
Oh, I like the name.
Because people do the most on social media.
Yeah, it happens.
I've seen a lot of crazy things, man. I seen way too much. Actually, I'm a hold off on saying what I've seen until after the break, because I just saw some BS like a few hours ago.
Oh, that song?
Yeah.
Already?
Already.
Oh, wow.
Already.
People, such a timely topic.
I know, right? People do some extra things when it comes to social media. So people who are doing it for the gram, doing it for likes, doing the most for social media. If you want to chime in on tonight's topic, give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Like I said before, we are talking about people who are doing the most on social media, doing it for the gram. But we're going to get to some music first. Like I said, I'm donating, really?
Is donating?
No, I'm not donating anything. Donating? I'm dedicating.
Okay,
can I get my words together tonight? I'm dedicating tonight's show.
You're still on the high. That's
to the
all.
Foreign exchange. I know, to foreign
that,
exchange.
I know, you're still on that high.
And it's random, okay. Randomness. Speaking of high, some dude passed out at the show, man.
Oh.
Some dude it's passed like out at the show.
Wow, like a Michael Jackson thing back in the day.
No,
like that serious?
No, it wasn't because of them. I think he might have been sick.
Oh, okay.
He was about 6'5", and he fell hard. Like
really?
Yeah. So.
You sure? Well, you're not giving your group any credit. You sure it wasn't because of
I know it was not because of the performance.
Oh, okay.
As much as I love them, it's not because of that. So I hope that guy is all right. I mean, it was a great show. I just felt bad that he probably missed most of it because
Was it early or was it during the middle of the show?
I think it was kind of early though.
Okay.
It was kind of early. Mm. So I don't know, but like I said, tonight's show, foreign exchange music. That is what we are doing tonight.
Okay.
Foreign exchange music. Mixed in with some conversation because we're talking about doing it for the gram.
Sounds
people
good.
Who do the most on social media. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Thank you. look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Murray. Come to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, swell people?
How's it going?
Life is just grand. Just grand.
Let me give a shout out to Fernard in
Fernard.
The studio.
Who's
even
Fernard?
He don't want to say nothing.
Who's Fernard?
Happy belated birthday,
who's
Fernie.
BJ.
The people out there don't know who he is.
BJ, that's what I know about.
I call him Fernard.
I call him BJ. I don't
thank
know that Fernard
you.
Stuff. I don't know what that
but
is.
He don't want to talk on the air, so we got to give him a shout out.
Oh, this cheesecake
he's a fellow
great.
Taurus, you know?
Oh,
that's
Taurus.
How we roll.
Exactly.
Taurus season,
exactly.
In case you guys didn't know. But you just heard music from the Foreign Exchange, of course, because tonight's show is dedicated to the Foreign Exchange. It's going to be playing all their music tonight. Started off with The Last Fall, and right after that was Sweeter Than You. Yeah. Two songs that I wanted them to perform on Friday, but they didn't perform, so.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
You didn't even have your headphones on.
I know, I'm lying like I don't know right now.
Terrible liar.
I am such
terrible
a
liar. But tonight we are talking about
terrible.
People who are doing the most on social media. Because this is a lot of craziness going on in the World Wide Web and on your cell phones and all kinds of foolishness and fudgery.
Yes.
So what kind of stuff have you seen on social media from people that you know?
Supposedly, I've been guilty of it.
You are definitely guilty
of
it.
Yeah, supposedly. So I've had some shirtless images or pictures taken of myself.
Taken
of myself. Sorry, English major. I'm taken of myself. And so I've been called out. But for me, the reason why I've done it, you know, is not because of the attention or whatnot. I'm proud of my work.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I work hard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, where I came from before, and to put that out there and just as motivation for myself, I'm good. I like it.
You can't be proud in your own home without sharing it with the world?
The world can see my work. I'm all about inspiring people.
You're doing that for likes.
That hey, maybe.
Shirtless for life.
A little bit. But I'm good, though. I'm good with that.
Hey.
I can admit my faults.
Hey.
So, yeah.
We all have faults.
I mean, obviously, there's a little vanity, a little vanity
of
into it.
Of course it is.
Yeah, so, but I've been told I've been guilty of it. But my problem with folks are, like, for instance, with girls who do it, like, girls who, like, have these, like, ass shots and this, that, I mean, pick, you know, I can say
mm-hmm,
that, I can say that,
mm-hmm.
Like, ass shots and, like, profiles or whatnot, and then they get mad that some dude is trying to thirst after them. I have an issue with that.
Thirst after them or talk to them?
Whatever you want to call it. It's about the same.
I don't necessarily know if that's thirst, though. I mean, if you posting a picture of yourself naked.
But some people act like, go ahead.
Or, and, you know, and a guy says something to you, I don't necessarily think that he's thirsty.
Well, you'd be surprised with.
But
with
I have seen some random comments because. You just comments from chicks to dudes. I forgot who it was. Lord, some dude that's in the NBA, I think. And some chick was talking about she would just slurp it up and suck it and tuck it and everything under the sun to this dude, knowing that he's married.
That's groupie, though.
Yeah.
That they exist.
Yeah, they do exist, but it's still nasty. But it is funny that a lot of these chicks that post these naked pictures think that they're not going to get any type of outlandish comments.
That's what annoys me.
Yeah. The ass shots are, I'm so over that. I am so over it. Ladies, like, seriously. This is one chick. I don't even know. I need to stop following her because I thought I stopped following her. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
I didn't. And she, every other picture is of her behind. I'm like, what else do you have to bring to the table? I mean, you have a horrible weave, number one.
Wow.
And you wear cheap clothes, number two.
Is her butt that big, though?
I think she got injections.
What's her name to follow?
I'm not saying her name on the air.
Oh, okay.
But she has, like, the worst wig in life, and I want to tell her that, but I can't do it. Because that would be rude. That would come off looking like a hater. You agree? No?
What? Who? You come off a hater? Oh, hey.
I'm asking you and both of y'all.
A hater? Yeah, you would sound like a hater. You would sound like a
hater. She looks a grand mess. I'm going to pull up her page.
You would sound like a hater.
I'm going to pull up her page. Would. And this is actually, this chick has posted pictures of herself in the shower.
Girl, I mean,
how's her body? How desperate can you be?
How's her body, though?
I think she has a nice body. Well, then, I don't know how it is now, because it looks like she has.
We're going to talk off the air about this girl.
Yes. But how do you look at chicks who, you know, put themselves out there like that? Do you take them seriously?
What do you mean by seriously?
Like, is she somebody that she gonna take home to mom?
Nah, not at all. But it's something to look at, though.
No, it's something you take to your bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Something good, but I wouldn't take her. I wouldn't
take
it to my mom.
Go ahead, get
that herb. Mm-hmm. Some herb, good. Sweet baby, Jesus, herb. Why so thorough? Jeez, herb, really? But I mean, it's to capture your attention.
Right.
So obviously, it's gonna capture my attention. It's gonna capture, to me, any straight dude's attention.
So what does that say about you then? If you're the one that posting the topless photos,
for me,
should
myself?
Somebody not take you seriously?
Should they not? They should. If they get to know me, they'll know that the person Wally is a serious individual.
You can't get to know the chick with the ass shots, every other picture with the jacked up wig, bad makeup, false lashes.
Obviously, I'm hypocritical. So yeah. So to answer your question, no, I probably can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hypocritical though. Mm-hmm. That's me though.
I'm going to try to.
I'm just saying, I'm hypocritical.
I'm going to try to refrain from saying what I was going to say. Okay. All right. Whatever. The other thing that cracks me up, well, the stuff that I've seen that's foolishness. Like, I see dudes who will bash a chick in a heartbeat, saying that these chicks are hoes and they bad mothers and this, that, and the other. And that's what I hate about social media, because I want to call somebody out so badly, but you can't do it. Because I saw somebody saying all this stuff about these chicks, about being bad moms. I'm like, wait a minute. If my memory serves me correctly, you have kids that you haven't seen in a couple of years that you don't pay child support for. But I can't say that, because then I look like a hater. But I want to.
You can tell them.
No.
It's called DM.
No, I don't want to put in the DM at all. The other one is this whole guys putting these penis posts online.
That's too much, though. See, that's
I'm like,
much.
Sir, I have seen your package. You are not packing.
Wow.
Well, I can't say that.
Put emoji that thing.
How are you going to emoji that they have
but
a small?
What's the name? Put lowercase, whatever. Say something in lowercase or something.
I don't know what that means, my friend.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know what you mean, because I didn't hear anything that he just said. Because he doesn't want to be on the microphone, so I can't hear. So what did you say?
Just say something.
No, just repeat what he said.
Say something.
I'm talking to you, sir. You.
What?
But, huh? Don't worry about him. What did he say?
I didn't actually hear the last part.
Oh.
That's why I knew it was an emoji, little emoji function, but I got it halfway of it.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to save me. All right.
Oh, that's what I forgot to tell you. Speaking of foolishness, how about this dude and his girl? Like, he posted a picture of them two naked in the bathroom. Is that sexy? Is that what the world is coming to nowadays? Is that cool? Are you going to be in the bathroom mirror with your lady?
Is that the Mimi type thing or something?
Who's Mimi?
Is that your name, Mimi? The little basketball, the hip hop chick?
Oh.
You alright?
Yes.
The hip hop chick?
Yeah. I don't watch the show.
I don't watch it either. That's what I'm saying. Like the shower curtain, the shower scene, whatever. That's what she was trying, the person, what no, they were trying to put out there?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know these people personally, but, you know, of course, it surfaced in the Facebook group that I belong to. I'm like, well, I don't understand what people are, what is going through their minds to say, you know what? I need to share with the world my assets. All of them.
I plead the fifth.
What?
I do shirtless stuff, so I plead the fifth.
Well, what's going through your mind that you have to post shirtless?
I felt good at the time.
All the time, because you post a picture like every 5 days.
That's a possibility. That probably happens.
Without a shirt on.
No.
It's either a picture of you without a shirt or a picture of you acting like you sleep that you ain't sleep.
Why are we clowning me though right now? Like that's
because
like,
that
why
is
are we doing?
So whack.
Why are we?
That is so whack.
Sleeping things real whack.
Yes.
Really. I'm very happy when I'm sleeping.
You're not sleep though.
You don't know that.
You took the picture of yourself.
You don't know that.
You're not sleep.
I was sleeping. In my mind, I was sleeping.
Oh, please. Let's let me write that down. Or whack things. People, stop posting pictures of yourself sleep. Well, you're not sleep.
When continue to do it. It's creativity.
How is that creative?
It's creative. It's the certain angles you can
your
use.
Your eyes are closed.
My eyes are closed, exactly. So I'm
but
sleeping.
You're holding the phone.
How do you know I'm holding
picture?
The phone? How do you know I have a timer on?
You don't have a timer on your phone.
See, you don't know that. I think I do have a timer.
You do not. You had to wake up to put the timer on, did you not?
Beforehand.
Therefore, you are awake.
Again, it's an art. It's an art form.
Whack art.
See? No. No. It's not whack. It's creative.
It's not creative.
Very creative. Well, I'll be on this topic anyway. How?
Because we're talking about foolishness on social media. But you're doing the most on social media.
Sleeping is different from the actual thirst value of it.
So I ain't talking about thirst value.
We talking about
it's just dumb. Anything,
why you get a hold on my sleeping? Stop it.
Because you ain't sleep.
I am sleeping, Mr. Reese. Stop it.
You are not sleep.
I'm sleeping. Peaceful.
You had your eyes closed and you snapped the picture with your phone.
How do you know? Like I told you, timing. Perfect time. Right before I was about to sleep, bang, it happened. Slept.
You were awake.
No, I was not. My finger hit the button.
Oh, please.
And I was off.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't listen to this whackness. Don't take pictures of yourself fake sleeping. Nobody cares. Nobody.
We have a small following of sleep people who like to take Instagram pictures. Please continue to do it. It's cool. Don't listen to her. Thank you.
So with all this stuff with social media and camera phones and whatnot, are we becoming a more narcissistic society?
I totally agree. Yes. Very.
Are you narcissistic?
A little bit.
Am I narcissistic?
Yes, I agree.
You agree?
Yes, I agree.
I don't do the naked photos, though.
Hey, it's okay.
I'm about to, though. Tonight, I'm going to post a naked picture just for y'all.
There you
I'm
go.
Not at all. That's not going down.
Bunch of follows now.
I know, right? I'm going to have 10,000 followers.
Exactly, right there. Right
catching
there.
Catching a bus.
There you go.
That's what cracks me up because people be these big deals on social media, but they ain't nothing in real life. It's like, I'm sorry, who are you? Yeah. Don't you know who I am on Instagram? No, I don't. Like, it's Instagram. It's just social
Insta
media.
Celebrities.
It's a lot of Insta celebrities, yeah. Honey. Lord, it's a lot of Insta celebrities catching the bus, sleeping on their man's couch.
Wow,
living with moms in mom's basement, or sleeping in the bed with moms, or moms is paying all their bills.
Wow, somebody's being fried right now.
A lot of people buying stuff just so they can show it on Instagram and taking it right back to the store.
I've seen that.
Have you done that?
No, not at all. My stuff is real. All of it.
No, you keep your stuff.
All of it's real.
What's real?
All of it's real.
What do you mean?
Anything I post is real.
Not the sleeping.
The sleeping's real.
You ain't sleep.
I am sleeping. I told you, I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. My eyes are resting.
Your eyes are closed.
They're resting.
You're holding the camera.
You don't
and
know
you're
that.
Hitting the button.
I don't. It could be on a different, on a whole different scene, and bang, it just happened. I don't know.
It's not.
It's happening.
Anyways, if you guys want to get in on tonight's topic, the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We're talking about people who do the most on social media, doing it for the gram. Like, why are people so extra nowadays? I don't get it. I mean, I get it for the young kids. I was a teenager before. I did booty poses, but at what point do you grow up and get out of that phase?
It's tough. It's a tough time.
People are losing relationships because they want to post everything on social media.
Oh, that is true. I've seen that often. Happen to my
friends. Are you going to date a chick that's posting booty pics?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Never say never.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever. The number once again is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. And, gosh, I give y'all too much information. Like 45 instructions. But we have a little happy hour get together coming up on May 17th. So come on out for cocktails and conversations at Union Jack's. You can go to thisdateisover.com for more information and to RSVP. It's totally free, but RSVP so that we know that you are coming. So keep it right here on The Flow.
is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Away your Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, nice people?
Your throat all right?
I understand. Something just happened.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Something in my throat.
Wally's going through puberty right now. But
you are going on me right now. Miss Marie is not nice right now. Seriously.
Just messing with you. Jeez. But we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Foreign Exchange, of course, because the show's music is featuring the Foreign Exchange. That was Authenticity. And right before that was I Wanna Know, because they put on a great show on Friday at the Howard Theater. If you missed it, I feel bad for you. But you can always go to their website. I think it's theforeignexchangemusic.com, because they are touring. They're doing their Love and Flying Colors tour. And I will give you a couple of tracks from that album, too, because I love me some Foreign Exchange.
You're dedicating the whole show.
I know, right?
This is serious right now.
Serious business.
It really is.
Because we believe in real music here on the fly.
I see.
We play what we want to play. That's how we roll. We don't believe in playing the same song every 18, 19 minutes. That's bull.
I did.
Come on now.
I did.
We're not a bunch of mindless drones. We like to hear real music.
Okay,
and you ain't going to hear the stuff every day on the air.
I know.
But we do it right here on the flow. So make sure you check out the show every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is rocktheflow.com. And you can also download the TuneIn app or listen to us on TuneIn.com. Search for Rock the Flow, and we are the first station to appear. So tune in. And thank you for tuning in right now. Because we're talking about people who do the most on social media. It's a lot of craziness going on. And can we ever go backwards? Can we go back to, I don't know, this is the new normal.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm just wondering if it's ever going to get better. Like, is it going to get better for my nieces, you know, and the kids, you know, coming up? Because, like we were saying earlier, they're becoming more narcissistic. We are a narcissistic society. You know, I take like a million pictures of myself. So I'm like, shoot, I need to maybe calm that down. Like, seriously, get it together over here. But I just posted a picture of myself a moment ago. Like, on date is over. Just let you guys know that we are live on the air.
Oh,
so I'm like,
I'm actually working on that right now for myself. So does that make me look bad? Am I even 10 times narcissistic?
I think everybody has their own, you know.
But I feel like,
I mean, it's okay, but at what point do you draw the line? Because going back to the foolishness of social media, like I said, the guy is posting a picture of him and his woman on social media,
mm-hmm.
naked. Like, why would you do that?
You know, it's amazing to me because...
And why is it acceptable?
Well, it's funny because you wouldn't see anybody do that, say, like, out and about. You know what I mean? Like, if someone visit that those individuals...
They're not going to answer the door naked.
Exactly. Right. You know what I mean? Same thing applies to me. I wouldn't walk around with my shirt off. I don't do that. I don't feel comfortable doing it, to be totally honest with you. It sounds stupid. It's easy for me to do it on, like, social media. But in terms of just, like, my real life, day-to-day activity, I wouldn't do something like that.
Right.
So it's just like, I don't know.
Where do you draw the line in the sand? I mean, if you were at the beach, you would have your shirt off.
Yeah, but I'm not even that comfortable doing that. That's the funny thing about it, though.
But you're comfortable doing it online.
That's what's dumb about it. That's what I know.
That is really weird,
really
my
is.
Friend.
It is. It really is.
Weirdo.
See, there you go again. That's number three. Really, that's three. All right, that's three. Weirdo, really?
Hey. I'm perfectly fine with smiling in front of people, and I smile on my pictures on social media. I'm not into the whole posting naked photos because I don't want that extra attention.
You shouldn't be posting naked photos.
I mean, I think that
you shouldn't.
I look nice. I think I look good naked. You know, I have done some nude photo shoots before, mm-hmm. but I'm not putting that online. And they were tastefully nude, by the way, people. This is not some ghetto fabulous, I'm posing in a pond type.
Posing a pond?
I've seen.
What folks have you seen?
Look, I will pull the pictures up. I've seen a chick posing in like a dirt pond. You know, like after it starts raining?
Yeah.
And she's got the puddle of water?
Oh, wow.
I've seen a chick posting, you know, yeah.
Don't devalue yourself, people.
Right, but I'm not going to go that far because, you know, I don't want to say people don't have respect for themselves, but it's looking like that to me.
You mean for now? You talking about nowadays on social media?
Yeah, because I mean, it's a lot of just beautiful and gorgeous women out there, and it's like, okay, do you really have to go that far? You have to put this like constantly pushing the envelope. Do you have to be bent over? Do you have to constantly contort your body to show off your behind, like, and all your assets? What is so wrong with wearing a button-up shirt? Like, What's wrong with being slightly conservative? Like, I mean, of course, I understand. I want to feel beautiful and look beautiful. And, of course, I want people to like my pictures. Otherwise, I wouldn't post them. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose. But at what point did you draw the line in the sand and say enough is enough? Like, I've seen people talk about, oh, don't you like my new bracelet and her nipples out? Like, seriously? Your new bracelet, huh? What bracelet? I'm looking at your areola right now.
Really? I must be following the wrong people.
I know you have a lot of thirsty people, your followers. Yeah.
A lot of thirsty people?
Yeah.
Nobody's thirsty.
I know you have people that set thirst traps.
No, I don't think so. Most people that follow me are more common sense folks. I really have never had, you know, had the situation where someone's been like seriously thirsting. Not the folks that I follow or follow me.
And you know what? Because on the Date Is Over account, mm-hmm. it's interesting. You know, some people I've actually had to unfollow, but
really,
it's sometimes it's hard because you know it's a train wreck and you're just watching it. And like, this person cannot be this stupid. But I mean, of course, it gives me material too. So it's you know, I'm in that, you know, that weird area because of course I don't want to see the foolishness, but then again, I need to see the foolishness so I know what's out there. And sometimes I'm not even expecting to see foolishness, uh-huh. but I see it for people. Like, I've seen other dudes post pictures of their ladies, like...
Post pictures of ladies. Ladies what?
Behinds. Like, the
really?
Chick is laying in the bed and got her thong on, and you snapped a picture, and you posted it for the world to see, like, yeah, my lady got it like that, and...
Their actual girl, or just somebody talking to, or...
Like, see, either their girl or somebody that they talking to, regardless of who it is, like, why would you put that out there?
If it's your girl, that's...
Why does it matter if it's somebody that you just talking to or your lady? Like, why?
If it's your girl, it's a problem. Regardless, it's your girl, it's a problem.
If it's somebody
you're talking
dating.
To, you don't really care about, though. That means somebody you don't really care about. In my opinion, I know you don't care about. You don't respect them enough.
Right.
That's what I mean. If it's somebody, if it's your girl, that's a serious problem, though. It's a very serious
I think it's a problem either way.
Well, if I'm
people
gonna
are just so pressed to put all their business on the street.
That's social media, period, right now. That's what it is right now, period. I think social media, to me, like you mentioned, the likes, it has that whole high school approach
it's
to
a
pop, it.
Yeah, it's exactly. a popularity contest. Like, you want to be within the in crowd. You
exactly.
want to be popular, but it's like the wrong people because it's people who are never popular in high school.
Yes.
Or who are never cool.
That's what it is.
Who are, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just whatever. Oh, I shouldn't say never, because some people were. No. I mean, I don't think I was that cool.
No,
but whatever.
You tapped into something interesting. It's a lot of people on social media or folks that weren't cool. Well, I won't say cool. Weren't deemed whatever's cool. Weren't deemed cool when they were in high school or whatever, middle school, when they were younger. Now that they have an opportunity, now they have the opportunity with social media to be, you know, known and cool or not. So
right.
So
because whatever. We'll continue the conversation because we got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the...
I'm gonna need a really good sex.
with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
At this hour of the day, but in the morning the sun would seem a lifetime away.
Listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the Art Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're listening to Foreign Exchange Music tonight because I'm still giddy from going to the concert on Friday night at the Howard Theater in
D.C.
I can
tell.
Yeah.
Very giddy.
Very giddy. The song you just heard was If I Knew Then. I love that song. But keep in mind, you can give us a call tonight. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, I did ask you guys out there online, what is that noise? Is that my computer?
That's you.
Oh, damn.
You thought it was me, didn't you? What is,
like,
that noise?
What is that noise?
Miss Marie was staring at me. What was
I
that
was.
Noise?
I gave him the look of death just now.
Like I don't know radio, like radio etiquette. You know what I mean?
He does not know radio etiquette.
I do.
And neither do I, apparently. But anyways, I asked you guys out there, like, what are some of the craziest things or most outlandish things that you've seen on a social media? Because people do the absolute most. And one of the things that somebody pointed out was people who make this, you know, grand announcement that they are deleting people.
Oh, yes, so
old. I'm so over that. Like, who the hell cares?
That's so old.
That I don't get that. Why announce it? Why can't you just delete the person and leave it that at that?
Oh, the one that gets me, I got one. All right, on Facebook, say somebody was in a long relationship, right? Then all of a sudden they change it to single. Then all of a sudden the thirst just comes out. Like the whole, I feel like the fake sympathy.
Oh, that's happened to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, if anything you need from me, I'm here for you. This, that, and the other.
I fell for that too.
I'm like,
so
weak.
Talk about it.
Oh, I'm like, weak.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Weak.
That has
I'm
really
sorry.
Happened to me. I when I had broken up, that's why it made me want to reconsider. Like, do I need to put my relationship status on
you
social media? Because
you shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do it. Really.
I fell right for it. This guy was just trying to supposedly be my friend, and I was like, all right, cool, but he ended up being a stalker and not trying to go away. And
that's a scary.
This was
situation.
A bad situation.
That's a scary situation.
Yeah, very scary. Guy's an effing weirdo, and he probably still is.
I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe you.
But that was one of the the whole announcing that you are deleting people. Like, please just stop it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And then you. Somebody said, or when they post how great their relationship is 1 week and then go back to these hoes ain't loyal the next week.
All right, I've done that. Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Guilty. Not saying, I wouldn't say these hoes aren't loyal. I never said that part. But I did that in my prior relationship. I was, social media was used as a stupid tool. I didn't initiate it, but then it got to a point where it was like, welcome into the relationship. So it got to a point where I started using it, and it wasn't a good look. It's one of the things I regret in life, actually. I learned from the regret in life.
You regret what?
I regret using having social media an element in my relationship. Being even a little element into it.
What do you mean? Like, what did you say? Like, what do you
like,
mean?
Like, you know, you'll have a day.
Everything's great. Then you post like so next week, like you're pissed
stupid.
Off. Like,
exactly.
She's just
yeah,
stupid.
Exactly.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
I've seen that. Like, I know I'm guilty of it. When I broke up, I was like, oh, I'm so heartbroken. But I had to like mature and grow up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I hope that a lot of people will start doing that more. Just learn from my mistakes. Learn from other people's mistakes. I don't think I went.
We use it too much though.
I didn't think I went into that deep of detail with it. You know, on a status, but you know,
it was vague. For me,
yeah,
it's vague.
I definitely was like, oh, I'm so sad. But you know what? It is what it is. It happened. But nowadays, the thing that's really getting on my nerves are the people who are bashing like their child's parent.
That's a terrible thing to do.
And first honestly. Of all, you picked him or her, so you bear part of that blame. Second of all, why is it on social media? People don't understand that this stuff can be held against you
exactly.
in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to tell one of my relatives that, like, please stop posting about your child's father. First of all, you picked him. Second of all, he could take you to court and get his child support payments reduced.
Maybe she was fooled. She was tricked.
She wasn't. Maybe she was tricking, but she wasn't. Well, she wasn't tricked.
Some folks have been tricked though. So It can be different. Some people,
yeah, I understand people can be tricked, but at what point do you say, you know what?
You should own up to it.
This guy is not a good father, or this chick is not a good mother, but I'm not even going to worry about putting that online.
No, I agree. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But in terms of using the whole, like, you know, you picked him or her, or, you know, whatever. Some people are tricked. They're not the same, you know, not the person they thought they were getting with, excuse me. So, I mean, in that regard, it's just hard to go that route. But I agree with you to the point where to put that stuff on social media, that's private stuff. Like, if you're dealing with your baby daddy or whatever, or your baby mama, and you're angry with that whole situation, that's something you want to keep in house. I saw a situation, I'll never forget. I saw a situation after I was coaching my kids' basketball game. We won a game, and I seen this dude, like, scream at his baby mom. He was like, "You never come to the game. How dare you come out here and then try to co-sign? You never come to the game." I'm like,
At the game.
Wow. And I sat there and was like, "Wow, you're doing this in front of kids and other parents. Keep that. Do that in house. Do not do that in front of everybody. You yelling at your kid and you yelling at his mom. And you know how traumatized that's going to be on that kid too, that you're doing that to his mom. Come on, that, I mean, you're just jacking up the whole situation. So to me." So same thing for social media. You keep that stuff in house. You don't need me, who I don't really know. I may not know your situation, but now starting to pass judgment on your situation. I'm supposed to be an outsider. Don't make me an insider.
Everybody's an insider nowadays. I mean, that's why the world revolves around reality TV nowadays. Yeah, you remember we used to have sitcoms and TV shows that we could actually watch that were based on, you know.
Nice families and right. great upbringing.
Right.
Oh, that's the
Cosby Show.
Cosby Show, different world.
Yeah, I miss Seinfeld, even though it wasn't a family show. Yeah. But I love me some Seinfeld. I mean, stuff like that. But nowadays, the ratings are going to the reality shows.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be in everybody else's business.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know what Nene's doing, what Portia's doing, what Kenya's doing.
Yeah, I'll go one step further. In terms of what we watch, you know, for African Americans, it's just a sad situation where, you know, what's being substituted for the shows that you're mentioning are these reality shows like, you know, like Love and Hip Hop or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, like obviously Cosby Show, these shows have been substituted for these reality, African American reality TV shows, because to me, as a society, when you do try to put out a show that is positive for African Americans, they don't get ratings. The shows that get ratings are these like ratchet reality
because ratchetness
TV
and sex sells. I mean, it's the same
moment,
with
yeah.
music. You know, a lot of the stuff that we play on the flow is not going to be played on mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, media, radio shows, commercial radio, because we play real music. We play music that requires you to think. Like, oh my gosh, he actually has some content to his lyrics. He's not talking about buying clothes and stuff that the average person can't afford. He's talking about stuff that people go through with heartbreak and relationships and love and family. And, you know, being upset, you know, being angry, but not to the point that you're going to kill somebody, but just regular, raw human emotion. And he's putting it together eloquently and elegantly. And nowadays, everything's so dumbed down that they just play everything and we're becoming machines. And see, I just was talking about booty pictures and look what I come across.
Oh, wow.
And she don't even have a nice
booty.
She
don't got butt.
She at all.
Got a butt at all.
I got more booty than her.
You may.
Terrible. But I just don't understand. What happened? How did we get here as a society, and how do we come out of it? Like, how do we break the mold? Like, how do we temper our behaviors on social media? Because it's a reflection of us, which is not necessarily a great thing. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes it isn't. I know people are like, well, don't you have a crazy Instagram page? I'm like, yeah, I do. Date is over. It's not for children. It's not. It's definitely not. You know, I post some outlandish stuff that I see because
yeah.
I just think it's funny. You know, it's just there for comical purposes.
Of course.
I don't want you to take me that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was my personal Instagram, maybe.
Yeah.
My personal Facebook, yeah. But I try to temper that. You know, like I said, I don't really do the whole booty butt naked photos and whatnot because I don't think it's necessary. Like, love me for me.
Exactly.
We'll get naked in the bedroom, honey. We ain't got to get naked on social media. Or maybe if I do a couple more sit-ups and some push-ups, perhaps, I'll be...
This girl here.
I'll be, you know, for shirtless summer. But right now, the way that my stomach is set up...
This person here is
it's
hilarious.
It's not the time.
This Miss Marie character.
It's not the time.
I tell you, this Miss Marie character.
The way that my thighs are set up right now, it's just not the time for that. So I will stay clothed. Although I think I look good. I'm not saying I'm freaking, you know, Halle Berry, but I think I can hold my own. But That's just a little random rant.
She's going
so
on right
unnecessary.
Now. Really, she really is.
But I mean, it's just it really breaks my heart though. Just the stuff that I am seeing, like I'm just at a loss for words because I'm just seeing the same thing. I feel like I'm seeing the same chick over and over again. Hey, look at my booty. Hey, look at this. Look at this extremely tight dress that's see-through. And I don't have any underwear on. And you can see my vagina. Look at this. I'm so sexy. Like me. 10,000 likes. Yes. And thank you for liking my pictures. I'm getting ready to take this sewing out. And I'm going to take this dress off and take it back to the store.
Take it back to the store, though. Really?
Yeah. Or I'm getting ready to go hop on the bus or...
I've seen the tight dress thing. I mean, everybody sees the tight dress thing.
There's nothing wrong with a tight dress.
I know. I'm not knocking that. I don't knock the tight dress.
A couple tight dresses, but
I don't knock that.
It's just like I don't know.
But about the rain though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get to.
Okay, I'm sorry. About to see. I'm with you.
Would you like to do it for me?
No, I'm not gonna do
like
it.
I don't know how to do my own show. Okay.
You could tell I'm paying attention to your show.
Gold star for Wally. This is the Wally show now.
No, never that.
But in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. And we're here each and every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. The second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave, because that's what we do here. And here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. And I don't know why you were looking at me like that, Wally.
I wanted to eat. Don't do that to me right now.
Oh, okay. This dude's in here trying to... I should take a picture of him trying to stuff this food as well. I'm not going
to
do that.
Please don't do that. I'm trying to stress, man.
It's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And of course, I want to rant and rave about social media, doing the most on social media, because it can be overboard. It's a lot of people that are taking it way too far. You're posting your personal conversations, you're posting your most intimate moments, and people, it's just not necessary. You know, kind of try to wean yourself off of it. Try to backtrack and showcase something that's a little more respectful and respectable. Like, I don't think that every solitary thought that comes to your mind needs to be on social media. I don't think every pair of underwear that you buy needs to be on social media. I don't think that every angle of your ass needs to be on social media. I was like, what happened to being women? What happened to being ladies and gentlemen? What happened to that? Don't let these likes give you a false sense of worth, because a lot of people are letting these likes go to their heads. The people behind devices will tell you anything. They will gas you up and tell you that you are the best looking thing in the world. And I know it's a lot of people that I have seen who are not that attractive. I'm going to just put it out there. Although, like I said before, I'm not the best looking person in the world. But it's a lot of people who are ghastly unattractive who are getting their heads boosted all the way up, gassed all the way up to the heavens. And they look a hot damn mess. I don't know what half these people see. All they see is bodies. I guess they don't look at faces. But like I said, don't. I need to stop saying that. I keep saying like I said. I have to work on my vocabulary. But don't let these likes fool you. Don't read too much into it. I understand that we are on social media, especially with Instagram. I know you post pictures because you want people to like your content. But be mindful of your content, because it is a reflection of your character in some cases. And of course, I'm just reckless with my content on Date Is Over, but that's for comedy. That's just for entertainment purposes. But at the end of the day, so is social media. It should be for entertainment purposes. But at what point do you draw a line in the sand? So I guess I just don't have the answers. I'm just ranting and raving and talking in circles, because I'm just as perplexed and confused as a lot of people are, because I know you want to feel liked and loved, and those likes, I guess, boost some part of your self-esteem. But don't sell your soul to the devil just because you want somebody to like your picture. It's because you want them to like what you got to say. Be authentic, but let's try to go back to being ladies and gentlemen. Put some damn clothes on. How about you just take a picture of your face smiling? How about that?
Some people's teeth are jacked up, though.
About they get braces in or just smile?
Expensive, man.
No. If you can pop bottles every weekend, if you can turn up every weekend, if you can go shopping every weekend, you can save money to get them damn teeth fixed.
Preach.
So I don't want to hear that I can't afford it.
So I was trying to look out for everybody in the world.
Really?
I look out for everybody. I'm about the people.
I'll reserve my comments. But yeah,
she's gonna give me some dirty looks, folks.
Don't let
it.
These likes give you a false sense of hope and security, because it's yeah. Be beautiful. without having to be naked, without having to be bent over. I don't understand what kind of man really wants that. Like, who really wants to wife you? But I don't know. I take it back, because there's a lot of hoes getting wived nowadays.
A lot of provocative females getting wived.
There's a lot of hoes out there getting married. So I don't know.
Everybody needs love.
I just feel like we're on the wrong path with how we portray ourselves, and I don't know. It just breaks my heart, because I see that with my niece's generation. Like, they're so quick to put their hands on their hips and like poke it out. And I have to tell the kids, like, no, I'm not taking your picture. My niece had a birthday party a few weeks ago, and I was taking pictures of one of the little girls, and she kept posing and hand on hip and sticking her butt out. I said, little girl, I'm not taking your picture until you stop doing that. I want you to be a little girl. But they see this stuff online, they see it on TV, and they are very impressionable. And the same is with chicks from my generation, my age. They see the stuff online, they see that this girl is getting 100,000 likes because she don't have no clothes on. They see that chicks with all this ratchet behavior are getting attention. They're getting invited to these clubs, they're on the flyers for the clubs. They want to be like her. So they want to get this long, silky, you know, wet and wavy weave to look like XYZ model chick. They want to be in the section popping bottles because, you know, this chick was on Instagram. She got 10,000 followers. So I'm going to be like her and be naked. I'm going to get the long weave. I'm going to get the fake lashes. I feel like I need to have Dr. Gray here talk about this.
You should.
Dr. Gray, we need you, because this, you know, it's really getting into our psyche. And it just breaks my heart to see that you just don't even feel beautiful without having to take your clothing off, ladies and gents. Although I did just post a picture of a dude who was like, not clothed, but damn, his body was everything. And I'm such a hypocrite. But yes.
Yes, you are.
I am. I own it. But do you own yours? Not you. I'm talking about the people
out
there.
I'm about to say. You know what I mean?
I know. I wasn't talking about you. You owned it.
I own it.
So, yes, we are talking about doing it for the gram. Stop overdoing it for the gram, people. Just stop overdoing it. Stop it with the videos. Stop it. And that's another thing we got to talk about, because people are doing the most online. Why the hell do people keep posting pictures of themselves? Not pictures, but videos of themselves whooping their kids.
What?
Like, seriously.
They're doing that? I haven't seen this. A whipping their kids? I'm dead serious.
Really?
I haven't seen that.
You have not seen a single video of parents beating their kids online?
I am dead serious. I am not
lying. There are so many pictures, not pictures, videos of people beating the snot out of their children. But I'm like, why is that necessary?
When we're talking about like actual real videos, not like the little joke ones out here.
Yes, a real video.
Oh, I've never seen
it. There are plenty. It's a lot of people who have gone to prison, to jail for beating their children online.
Oh, I'm thinking about the Instagram videos. I'm sorry. That's what I'm off of. I'm sorry. I apologize.
What difference does it make?
No, I'm thinking that the people are putting like 15-second videos of them beating their kids out on Instagram. I'm sorry. I know you're talking about. I'm sorry. I was off track.
Yeah. Okay. I said online, people posting videos.
I was thinking about Instagram. You can post videos on Instagram too.
I know.
I'm thinking of, you know, the new 15. Never mind. You know what I'm talking about. Don't try to clown me.
You were thinking a little too hard.
Yeah, I was. Real hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of people posting videos beating the hell out of their children.
Yeah, it's doing too much.
Why? What purpose does that serve? I get that you want to embarrass your child. I get that. You know, I got whoopers as a child. I think I came out okay.
I don't want to talk about my weapons.
But I don't think that to take it a step further and humiliate your child to the entire world is necessary. I do recall people getting their butts whooped at school, like their parents would come up. But to actually have to video that and it circulates all across the world and it never goes away, I think that's a bit much.
Yeah, that can be suicidal for that child. Honestly,
yeah.
All jokes aside, you don't want to get into a kid's psyche to a point where they're so humiliated that they just don't, you know, they're going to be in a depressive level anyway. You don't want to do that to them. You just don't.
Well, why is that acceptable though? Because it's happening more to me, like in the black community. I'm seeing more and more of these videos of parents just beating the daylights out of their children.
It goes back to what you said earlier. Everybody wants to post everything about their lives, period. So that's another element of it anyway, of disciplining their children. Mm-hmm. That's a different element too. So we're at a situation where everybody wants to post every single thing about their lives.
How can we, like I said before, how can we go back to just living life? Because we spend so much time, and I'm guilty of it, we spend so much time on this phony world. We spend so much time on social media than we, you know, than we do interacting.
It goes back to the, like, to me, it's going to get worse, unfortunately, because things, to me, they progress. Instead of digress in terms of technology, so we're accepting technology. We're in an age where social media is now part of our lives. It's just going to get worse. So unfortunately, it's going to have to be. It sounds stupid. It's going to sound corny. Someone's going to have to make some important figure. It's going to have to have a real big stand on the matter, to the point where this is not acceptable anymore.
It's like we just need to have a better moral compass. Like we just need to have I don't know. We need to do
we need to
reevaluate and do a self check in a lot of cases. And speaking of foolishness that I forgot to mention, now I'm thinking that people with money will have their ish together. Now you know the Floyd Mayweather fight was last night.
Yeah, I know.
And are you aware that he posted supposed abortion papers from his ex-fiance online?
Yeah. Oh, because they're having a little dirty little scuff right now. Really?
Yes.
He posted
this picture of, I guess, the sonogram and the paperwork saying that she had an abortion of twins. And he said that's why they broke up, because she's a murderer or something like that. She killed these two babies. I don't believe in abortion and blah, blah, blah. Put her on the street. Like, you, how many millions of dollars do you have that you have to stoop so low?
But why are we talking about Floyd Mayweather in that regard? Like, he, in the highest respect, though. Floyd Mayweather, the same dude who beat up on his ex, mm-hmm. and went to jail for it. So at the same time, we're talking about a guy who his morality is in a whole different level. So I don't really, anything Floyd Mayweather does on social media, he's gonna do a lot of it anyway, because that's now part of his persona. I don't hold any clout to it. To me, he's a fool in that regard.
Yeah, but it saddens me, because you are a father, you know, you have young children, and you have all the money in the world that you can buy anything your heart desires, but
money,
you don't have enough class or enough dignity, enough respect for yourself, your children, and your ex to just deal with your emotional issues in the privacy of your own home or in the privacy of your therapist.
Money doesn't build maturity.
It doesn't. You can pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Exactly.
It's just sickening. Like, he also posted a picture of her, I guess, he claiming that he paid for her nose job and was trying to clown her, saying, like, how she's ugly. This is how she was, you know, before, when I met her, and I paid for all this money for her to look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, he posted another one talking about, yeah, she's ugly without makeup. Just stuff like that. Like, seriously? Like, don't try to act like you didn't love this woman at one point in time. And all the stuff that you're doing just shows that you're still in love with this woman, that you're really hurting. But people are impressionable. He has millions of followers, and people are impressionable, and they think that stuff is okay. And a lot of people are conducting themselves as such. Well, so-and-so is doing it. It's like Kevin Hart is beefing with Mike Epps, supposedly. So
yeah,
they got
this
stuff going back and forth on social media. Why? You have each other's phone numbers. You could not pick up the phone and settle this.
How'd that start?
Man, supposedly Mike Epps said that on somebody's radio show that Kevin Hart was overrated.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart didn't like that. So he started talking about, well, that's why you always, well, holler at me when you start selling out arenas, and holler at me when you start making more money, and blah, blah, blah. So, of course, they want to go of whose sack is bigger than the other, basically. They're doing the whole, my penis is bigger than yours. You know, they're doing this whole machismo check right now, which is a bit much. But I don't know. It just, people don't know how to handle conflict nowadays. It's just, social media has caused us to be less social, which is so weird. Like, we are so engulfed in our mobile devices and our computers, mm-hmm. and we're e-thugs nowadays. You know, of course,
you
can say whatever
while,
you want to say behind a computer screen, but we don't know how to interact with each other anymore.
We've been e-thugs for a while, though. Mm-hmm. Social media has just made it easier to be an e- it's made it easier, put it that way. There's a lot of folks who have been e-thugs for a while.
Easier.
It's just been easier, that's all.
But it's heartbreaking, and I wish I had a solution. I really wish I did. And maybe that these sites can blow up. I don't know. I just want to go back to old school when we actually picked up the phone and we actually had face to face conversations with people.
Yeah.
And we actually, you know, looked each other in the eyes and walked around places and you know, just got lost in conversation versus lost in a tweet.
Yeah,
lost
right.
in an Instagram post. I miss those days. So I'm gonna try to do better, but I don't even know how I can because I got this date is over. So it's like I have to be online. So how do I do this, people?
And
somebody
honestly,
help me figure this out.
Smartphones make it hard too.
They make it very hard. Smartphones ain't so smart after all. But we gotta go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Also give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At High.
Thank you.
listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Of course, you know you listen to music from the Foreign Exchange. The song was Dreams Were Made for Two. Love that song. Love, love, love it. I love it. It's the Foreign Exchange.
We already know. You don't got to keep saying it. We know.
I don't keep saying it.
You don't have to keep
okay.
saying it.
All right, fine.
I know you love
That's
it.
That's Wally, number one hater.
Wow.
That's Wally of the urban sports scene.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Also one half of the stateisover.com. He does a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. We call him Mr. Get Ish Done.
Yes. I try.
Mr.
My hardest.
Get Ish Done. But check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes, because that's what it's there for. Post your stuff. Got a lot of funny stories on there. And also, make certain that you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Date Is Over. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, we are talking about doing the most on social media. And what are you doing?
I'm wiping my mouth.
It's good. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Good. Yeah. They don't know that, but Fernie came by. It was his birthday on Saturday. He brought us some cheesecake. Somebody made him a delicious banana pudding cheesecake. I don't even like banana anything half the time, but this cheesecake is something else.
Some delight.
It's mighty delicious, and I know that I'm going to get in trouble with my nutritionist for having this, but that's neither here nor there.
And I crushed the whole thing.
Yeah, he crushed the whole thing. Because
yes.
It was that good.
Yes.
But we're talking about doing the most on social media. Now, when it comes to social media and dating, do you research a potential love interest? Do you research their social media accounts and whatnot?
No.
Never?
No.
Never.
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 Do you...
I don't use that as a tool.
Do you accept their friend requests?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
It's only common courtesy.
Is it, though?
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
What if I don't want you all up in my business, though?
It's your choice. It's your choice. Mom, you speak for me.
I
speak for you. I speak for me.
I know that.
All right, I'm about to say, I'm speaking for myself. It's the common courtesy. I'll say yes. I would say yes, but would I prefer them not to be my friend? Yes, I prefer them not to be my friend. It's a preference.
Yeah.
It really is. I've learned.
I mean, it's a little weird. I mean, that's that gray area because, of course, you know, I have, you know, my Date Is Over Instagram account, so anybody can follow me. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, my personal stuff, I'm like, I don't know if I want everybody to follow me because I don't know you like that yet.
Exactly.
So you don't need to be all up in my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to see that my favorite drink is like Grand Marnier. You don't need to know all that. You need to learn that in conversation. I like Grand Marnier.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it has some benefits to researching the person ahead of time, because I knew that a couple years ago I had gone out with one of my girlfriends. Who was I with? I think I was probably with Blair, and we had gone to the bar in D.C. and I was talking to this one guy. We hit it off, exchanged numbers and whatnot, and I kept getting phone calls at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, who the hell is calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Was
so I'm pissed the hell off.
Was he drunk?
I never answered the phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to cuss them out.
Had to be drunk.
So I didn't have the number saved in my phone, so I didn't know who was calling me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who the hell is calling me? So I happened to look the number up, Googled it, didn't think anything was going to come up, but it did. So it came with a name, and the name did not look familiar to me. So I searched for the person's name on Facebook. And the dude was engaged. The picture his profile picture was of him and his fiance.
Really? The same dude?
Yes, the same dude. I was like, oh, the dude from the bar.
Seriously? What's up with just calling him back and just saying, who are you? I mean, who is this? And having that conversation. You just wanted to go online and search it?
I felt that I was going to curse them the hell out. Had I called them back.
And deservingly so. You should have cursed the person not calling you that late in the morning. Just saying, you just wanted to look him up, didn't you?
I didn't know who it was. how the hell?
I'm looking at him. You just want to look up the number. I said the person. The
yeah,
number. You
just I just look like up. I did like who is this calling me? Like what number is this? It actually was like I guess a business line, which was really weird. Yeah,
okay.
it was crazy.
A little different.
It was crazy.
A little different.
But I asked you guys online, you know, do you check out a potential love interest social media pages? You know, do you mind if they send you a friend request? A lot of people said they do not want to get a friend request for some from a potential love interest. But Miss Friday said that she definitely checks out people online.
No, I know people do that a lot.
She said she's actually lost interest because she found out that he had a baby on the way from a picture that he posted on Instagram right after they had done the do. They sealed the deal, and she found out the next day that the dude was in a relationship, had a baby on the way.
Oh, wow.
That's terrible. Ms. Smith said, oh, I check it all. Social media, court, and real estate records.
I know people do that, too.
I've had several bad experiences after finding out. One was an alcoholic who tried to jump in front of my car when I tried to leave. After that fact, I learned how to check court records.
What about just giving the individual the opportunity to give you that information, though?
Who is going to say, you know what, I have a criminal record, I have an abusive past, I've been involved in domestic violence because I slapped chicks around a couple times and I'm crazy. Nobody's going to come out and tell you
but
that.
But some people are willing to do that. Like, they'll tell you about their past. Give them the opportunity to do it before you go ahead and research their lives. You know what I mean? I feel like just, like, it goes back to what you were saying before. Like, look at somebody, you know, eye to eye and have a discussion and talk to them. Maybe you'll get your information out that way. You never know.
Maybe. I don't think a crazy person is going to come out and tell you, hey, babe, I'm crazy. They're not going to tell you that. You can't always tell, because it's like what I told you before. When I foolishly had changed my status on Facebook a couple years ago to single, and this guy who was supposedly being my friend asked me out, you know, to console me as a friend. Let's get you out of the house, friend. So let's take your mind off of this heartbreak, my friend. And he ended up being an effing stalker. And had I researched the guy ahead of time on the court records, I would have seen that somebody had a restraining order out on him. I would have seen that this dude was crazy. I didn't know he was crazy. I just thought he was a nice guy. He was not. He was an effing weirdo.
I don't know.
He was an effing weirdo.
It's dicey to look up somebody's information without even...
I don't normally do that. Like, I don't spend time going on the court case, you know, websites to try to figure out...
People do that, though. I know a lot of people do that. That's one thing
I've never really thought of. I mean, I've looked a couple people up on social media, but I don't even try to make that a habit either, because I want to know you organically.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, I understand people want to be safe, especially women, because especially if you're meeting people online, it's like, damn, maybe I should take that extra step to, you know, look this person up to make certain that he or she is not crazy.
Yeah, I understand that. If you meet somebody online, that's a little different because you didn't have the opportunity to meet them face to face or gauge them, you know, from body language, gauge their body language, mm-hmm. gauge their temperament when you're talking to them face to face. But I just think it's kind of dicey when you just want to. That's something you can get within a conversation, getting to know somebody. It's like you're going behind their back to find information about them that they weren't.
How am I going behind your back if it's public information?
I know it's public information, but that's information.
That's not how am I going behind your back.
You know what
back.
I mean? Like, you know what I mean.
If you made a habit of slapping women in the face, I need to know that. No dude is going to say, you know what, I'm an abuser.
But how do you know that? How do you know?
Come on now. My ex-boyfriend didn't say that.
That's your ex-boyfriend. But the next person may be that kind of person to say, well,
He didn't say that he was abusive.
Like, he could say,
I don't know any man that, or woman that's going to come out and say, you know what, I am an abuser.
Well, now you
I hit
abuser.
People.
You don't have to say that thoroughly. But you could say, you know what, in my prior relationship, I was very physical with my significant other.
I don't think any man is ever going to say that.
You never
or
know.
Woman. They're going to say, you know what, it did get violent because, you know, she hit me or because... He hit me. They're not going to put themselves in a situation to be the aggressor.
I'm not an abuser, so I don't want anybody to think that. I'm just saying.
I'm starting to think that you are.
I'm not. But I'm saying just give somebody the opportunity.
So if this chick told you, you know what? I slashed my ex's tires. I used to punch him in the face. I used to hit him. I called the police on him. All this jazz. You going to be cool with that?
I'm cool with
it. Do you really think some chick is going to come out and tell you that?
Depending on how. I mean, the first question you asked, would I be cool with that? I would respect that individual told me straightforward and was honest with me.
Would you continue that relationship with that person?
It depends how much I like the person.
Oh, please. She got to have some good, you know what, for you to continue that relationship.
That's
we got to go to commercials, so keep it right here on the flow, because I think Wally is full of
That's a lie.
Right now.
No, I'm not. I'm
you are
truth.
Not going
to
get with no chick I'm that's known for
right
slashing
now.
Tires and slapping a dude up. You ain't doing it.
She was honest.
You are not doing it.
You honest.
I don't give a
you.
Damn how honest you are. If you up to if you into slapping women around, I'm not getting with you, honey. So, anyways, commercial break. Keep it right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Oh,
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Keep in mind, we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's RockTheFlow.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn, or also TuneIn.com. You can search for Rock The Flow, all one word. Save us to your favorites and come right on back. I think I got your mic on. What's up, Wally?
Yeah, how's everything doing?
It's just wonderful.
You call me off guard right now. Sorry.
It's okay. But we've been playing music by Foreign Exchange tonight, and the song you just heard was called Come Around, and they performed that They performed that on Friday night.
I'm not saying anything.
So are you enjoying the music, though?
I like it.
I'm trying to help you do some new things.
It's peachy.
Peachy.
It's peachy.
Don't steal my words, please.
That's your word?
Yes. Anyways, the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We are talking about doing the most on social media. People who do the most on social media. And it's a lot of people doing the most on social media. I was talking to a friend before I came into the studio, and I asked him some things that he has seen. And he said that he's seen somebody post themselves having sex on Instagram.
That's just too much. I'm sorry. That's way too much. Having sex on Instagram.
15 seconds.
Like what?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. What?
But I don't understand why that is even necessary. Like, I don't need to know everything about your personal life, especially you having sex.
Some people on show like they got it like that. That's
they don't though.
That's why they post stuff like that. That's a cry
for attention. Like, if you are that much of an attention whore that you have to go so far as to post a video of yourself having sex, seriously? Seriously, you need a hug and some therapy.
A hug and some therapy.
Yes,
people want attention. It goes back to the same premise you said before. People want attention.
So a lot of us want attention.
Yeah, they want they want to get all likes. How many likes did that person get? That's the question.
I don't know.
He got a lot of likes. He was happy with it. He was happy with the post.
Of course, you know, people. That's as I said earlier, social media and these likes give people a false sense of hope.
It gas folks up. It really does.
There is this photographer. I will not say his name, and I think I've shown you the pictures that he's taken.
I think you have.
By far, one of the worst photographers I have ever seen in my entire life.
You have.
He takes the most ratchet photos. Clearly, this guy shoots like bottom of the barrel strippers, because the chicks don't have nice bodies or nice faces.
Okay.
And he shoots them, so that's the kind of photography that he's into. And he shoots a lot of like ghastly overweight women, like in scantily clad clothing. You know, it's just horrible, right?
All
right. So he asked to shoot me. Me. I was like, yeah, you're joking, right? First of all, I'm not a model. But second of all, I have seen your work. And there is no way in eight hells that I want to be associated with anything that you're doing. Anything. I mean, and when people, when I went through his photo albums, because he actually told me, look at some of my work. And I did, because at first I didn't know what he was talking about. I hadn't seen anything. It's horrible. It is absolutely, positively horrible. And he's not good at Photoshop either. He's not good at anything. He's not good at taking pictures or Photoshop. But anyways... Wow. But just to look at the comments from people, girl, you look so good. Oh my gosh, that's a bad photo right there. Like, you know, you look great and she is gorgeous. Like, who is that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, she is not. They look effing terrible. Like, this chick's, her breasts were like,
what?
Really? In the middle of her stomach in the picture.
Oh God.
It's just a lot of bad. Her stomach, a mess. I mean, everything was a mess. But he's posting them all online and they're getting all these likes. I'm like, do these people not have eyes?
It's a new way.
Who is liking these photos? Stevie Wonder?
Wow.
I don't understand what is going on. Look, I'm going to pull up. During the break, I will pull up this guy's page. I will show you the photos. And you're going to be like, what the hell did I just see? I wish I was that type of person to call people out. But I cannot do that. Because
you're close enough, though.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're on that edge. You're on that edge.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You about there though. You close.
Don't do it.
You close.
Don't do it. But
I have seen you like call folks out before though, saying like you haven't done it before.
Who have I called out before? Enlighten me, please.
You want to do it on the air? You want to say it on the air?
Did I just ask you? You don't have to say their name.
It's like I know you've shown me texts about picture texts about what you stated on Instagram,
like,
about food. About somebody's
food.
Food
was ugly.
Isn't that calling somebody out? That's the definition of calling somebody out, right?
You made it seem like it was something worse than food. Like I said, her face was ugly.
No, but that's, hey, some people really get salty. You insult
their
place.
I asked this chick. I thought it was a joke, for real. I asked her, is this from Cooking for Bay?
Oh, that's not the first one. That was just one. I've seen you clown a dude, too. Don't get it twisted, man. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted right now.
Let me tell you something, people. So, the other thing is the food. That really, really grinds my gears. When people post horrible pictures of food, I know how to cook, and I think I cook well. Mm-hmm. But plating is not my strong suit, so I don't really get into the habit of posting pictures of my food.
Gotcha.
But a lot of people cannot cook at all. Like, your green beans are like army green. Like, all your vegetables are overcooked. Like, everything is burnt. You should not be posting pictures of that. Mm-hmm. And then they have the nerve to put it on a paper plate. You mean to tell me you're trying to cook this so-called elegant meal, and you're going to put it on a paper plate? Can you not afford to go to the store and get you, like, a nice ceramic plate or a nice, you know, Corel plate? Mm-hmm. Get you some nice, you know, cookware and stuff like that. Don't get these pans from the dollar store. But they have the nerve to put it online. I know exactly who you're talking about. This dude posted, I didn't know what the hell was on his plate, but he tried to, you know, put himself out there like he's this amazing chef. And everything was burnt. Like I said, it looked like he had burnt ribs and scrambled eggs.
I'm just saying.
And he got mad at me.
I'm just saying, somebody called somebody out.
Well,
so it's you're claiming that you don't call folks out, so it's in you.
I said I try not to.
It's in you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't put it like on my page.
I know.
Saying like XYZ person did this. Like, yeah. I try not to do that. At least I will like try to hide their name, but I don't get into the habit of really trying to do that. But I mean, it's moments that I really would like to, because I know a lot of people who are very dishonest on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Very dishonest. And just like I said before, some guy talking about having a large penis, and I'm like, I'm so sorry to inform you that I did see that, although nothing happened between us. I saw it, and I do recall that you were not working with much of anything. So how about you not make these posts any longer? But I can't say that, because that would be rude, would it not?
Yeah, it's just been said. Just your name hasn't been put out there, sir.
Yeah. It's just, you know good and hell well that you are not. I mean, if your penis is the same size as my nephew's, then you should not be talking about having a big penis.
Wow.
And I don't even have a nephew.
No comment.
I don't even have a nephew.
No comment.
But whatever. But yeah, I did tell that person that their food looked like it was from Cooking for Bay.
And you sure did.
But did it not?
It sure
did. It looked like vomit on the plate.
And it looked horrible. But I'm not the one calling you out.
I have a relative who gets in the habit of posting food online, and the stuff does not look good at all. Like, I thought the steak was bleeding. I said, is that blood on your plate?
Yeah.
And they try to say that it was like vinaigrette. Nobody puts vinaigrette on a steak. Don't try to play me. Please don't tell me you put vinaigrette on the steak. Nobody puts the raspberry vinaigrette on the steak. I am so sorry. But whatever.
I've been called out by Miss Marie too. I like goat meat, and she made
it. No,
like
something else. It looked like.
She called me out. She put me on blast.
Oh, okay.
You did. It's okay.
I accidentally told somebody that they looked like Cedric the Entertainer, a girl.
Accidentally?
I didn't know that was her page. I thought she was posting like a.
So that didn't that constitute being called out? Doesn't that constitute being called out? It was an accident. Like I said, you ain't far from calling folks out. It ain't far from it. I think you already went over it a little bit. I don't try to get into that.
I mean, it's not intentional. I thought it was a joke.
It's accidental. An accidental call out. Okay.
That's not a call out. But I thought it was a joke picture, because I post all kinds of jokes on social media all day. So I thought like, look at this fool in that tree. I was like, look at that girl in that tree looking like such an entertainer. She was like, that's me. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
My bad. I felt
test.
I felt bad.
Yes, and you should have.
I felt bad for a minute, you know, because she might have become an e-thug and try to threaten my life online.
How'd that play out though?
I left it alone because I was gonna be like, I ain't know how to. Like,
of course not.
Yeah, I mean, say I'm sorry that you look like a man.
But
like,
what did she say after that? It was like after she said, you know, oh, that's
I don't
me.
Know. She said that's me. I just laughed. Like I just left it alone.
Okay.
She looked like a dude, and I showed it to my cousin. She was like, that's not a man. I said, no, apparently not. But whatever, I digress. Doing the most on social media. That's what we're talking about tonight. Number two studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow on rocktheflow.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Straight, yeah, straight. All right. Is it ready to go? Question, man. You Are you ready?
Dog, come on, man. Yo, I'm ready, man. She the one, dog. I'm telling you, man.
Okay, you
this is going to be the one right here, man. I'm telling you.
Ready?
Hey. She's alive. Up.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie, and I've been giving you nothing but foreign exchange music because I love them. Yes, indeed. The song was Don't Wait, and right before that was All Roads. So if you've never heard of The Foreign Exchange, shame on you. Check them out.
Sound good.
TheForeignExchangeMusic.com is their website. Get you some of their music. They got four albums.
Four.
And also check out Little Brother. That's where Ponte got his start. He was in Little Brother. He actually had another name too. He used to call himself Percy Miracles. That was funny.
Okay.
You're like, I don't know what she's talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
At all. But ladies and gents, that is Wally, the other half of thisdateisover.com. Make sure you check out the website. That is thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Keep in mind that we're having a little get-together. Happy hour of sorts on a Saturday. Saturday, May 17th is Cocktails and Conversations. Join us at Union Jack's in Bethesda, Maryland. We're going to have some drinks, get the specialty cocktail. The signature cocktail of the evening is called the Lover. I love the Lover because it has Grand Marnier in it. So anybody want to give me a couple, I'm down. So the admission is free, but get your tickets or RSVP, please, at TDIOcocktails.eventbrite.com. Check it out. It's going to be a good time. You can network, meet some new people. Hey, you might even score yourself a date. Who knows? You never know. And they do have food and beverage specials on Saturday. So it's going to be Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 6. That's TDIOcocktails.eventbrite.com. But it's almost time for us to get out of here. So we're going to wrap things up, put a bow on it, seal it with a kiss. Because we were talking about doing the most on social media. Because there's a lot of people out there that do the most. And I just want people to calm the hell down. Because y'all drive me crazy. I don't want to see another picture of your damn child that looks like an adult male. I don't want to see another picture of your behind. I'm tired of seeing you contort your body and putting your butt on the sink. I'm tired of you saying, look at my nice watch and your nipples hanging out. I'm tired of people posting pictures of themselves in the shower. The videos of you beating the hell out of your kids. Come on now, people. Wake the hell up. Seriously. Have some class. Have some respect for yourself and for your kids and your family or something. Like, come on. Unless you're going to post like an entertainment page, you know, keep it separate from your personal stuff. Know how to hold back your emotions on social media. How about you actually pick up the damn phone or go to the person's house that you have a problem with? Talk it out. Hug it out. Work it out. Stop being so big and bad and bold online, because people like me are going to talk about you. I'm going to get my popcorn. I'm going to put my feet up, and I'm going to watch you hang yourself online. So, any final words for you, Ollie?
Yeah, we talked about, you know, people doing the most on social media, but let's talk about people who are doing good things. Like, for instance, like, I don't know if you all heard about 234 Nigerian girls who are abducted. And social media has been used to promote, to put out there that, you know, this is injustice in the world, not just for Nigerians, but the world. So let's try to put the many folks putting the word out there. I hope they continue doing it. Hopefully these girls get home.
Yeah, hopefully they do get home. Mm-hmm. So social media definitely has its pros and its cons, but I definitely want us to get out of the bad side, the dark side of social media, because it spreads the word. It helped Barack Obama get elected president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. It's helped, you know, to find the missing. You know, it's been people who have, you know, thank God for people making the posts go viral on social media. They've been able to find these missing kids.
Trayvon Martin, just bring awareness of it.
Yeah, you know, it brings awareness to a lot of things, but the stuff that I don't want to be aware of is how much of a deadbeat that your child's mother or father is.
We don't need to know about that.
I don't need to know or see you beating your kids. I don't need to see another picture of your butt. I don't need to see a picture of your ugly food. I don't need to see a picture.
We know about
of
that food. We know about
I
that.
Don't need to see a picture of your cheap clothes. So, like, ladies and gents, have more respect for yourselves and be mindful of what you post. That's all I got to say. You know, unfortunately, nowadays everybody's in our business, and when you're applying for jobs and whatnot, they are looking for you on social media. So, just think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. So that's all I got to say, because we are out of time. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make certain you come back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app or listen on TuneIn.org and join us right back here. We also have other great programming on the flow, so save us to your favorites. You can check out Tony Cole's show. You can check out Kiva Diva, Bobby Rocks, The Voice of Class Act. We got a lot of great programming on the flow, so lock us in on your radio dial, so to speak, even though it's going to be on your phone or your computer. Because everybody got a smartphone, so
yeah, exactly.
Keep us on your phones. And join us on Saturday, May 17th at Union Jack's. Get your tickets, TDIOcocktails.eventbrite.com. But like I said, that's all of our time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm getting ready to go home and go to bed, hopefully, maybe, perhaps. I don't know. I might not go to bed just yet because I'm a night owl. But y'all have a good night. God bless. Bye-bye.